which I don't know, that has nothing to do with resentments, but I would just remember, I was reading something the other day by David Biscott, a psychiatrist down in our area, and he had several books, and I was reading through this book, and he had suggestions on things you do for emotional problems. I thought, well, I don't think I'll see anything in here I want, but I was clicking through there, and he was had various things and things you do about emotional problems, and then he had one on resentments. And I thought, well, he's not going to be able to tell us anything about resentments. We the authorities on that stuff on how to deal with them. And so I read it anyway. And he says, what you do is you write the person's name on a piece of paper. And I thought, well, that's okay. Then he says, then you tear it up. Well, that's okay. He says, you tear it up vigorously. I said, okay, I'll do it vigorously. He says, then you throw it in the toilet. And I thought, okay, we'll throw it in the toilet. Then he says, then use the toilet. I thought, how can we tie that in with our program? And then the little voice said, well, we could pray for the SOB while we're using the toilet. Anyhow, I got into AA and I found out that the men, that's all the men wanted to talk about was not drinking. I wanted to talk about my problems and they wanted to talk about not drinking. And I found out that's what it is in AA. Now that I'm sober, I find out that's what we do in AA. We don't drink. We just don't drink. We don't drink. We don't. No matter what happens, we don't drink. In fact, no matter what doesn't happen, we don't drink. That's the way it is in AA. We just don't. In fact, we're kind of noted for that. We just don't drink. We don't even drink when we ought to. People invite you to a wedding, a ceremony, bar mitzvah, whatever. They buy expensive liquor because it's not supposed to count if it's expensive liquor, especially if it's bubbly and champagne. And they buy all this stuff for us to celebrate with them. They say, what do you have? We say, well, we'll have coffee or Diet Coke, sissy drinks. Yes. We don't even drink when we ought to drink. We don't even drink when we deserve a drink. A lot of times in the last 25 years I've been sober, my sponsor would say to me, he said, boy, nothing wrong with you that a good stiff drink wouldn't take care of. He'd agree I deserved it, he just wouldn't agree I could have it. We don't even drink when we want to drink. Other people want to drink, they pick up a drink and drink it. May not even finish it. Waste it. We want to drink, we pick up the phone. My God, I want to drink. You know, it's an emergency when we want to drink. We just don't drink. You know. I had to do all kinds of things to keep from drinking. I had to do all the steps. I had to go to a lot of meetings. Still have to go to a lot of meetings. I go to 5-6 meetings a week. And stay active and do all this stuff. In fact, I've done the steps, all of the steps. I was looking at this the other day. I made up a pamphlet on how to, I picked up from some other people in Texas on studying the first 164 pages of the book and doing the steps as you come to them. It's not a step study, it's a step do it. And And I went through that with a group, because that's the way you do it. And I got to thinking about it, and I've done the steps, all of them, five.